Download the
News Radio 92.3. Now it's time to play Which Host Did This? Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, or Bobby Rossi?
This host was born in Utah.
Who is it?
Time's up.
The correct answer is Bobby Rossi. Get to know our local hosts by listening to News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. The death toll for the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. I mean, I got to be honest. I thought yesterday we'd be done talking about the increase of the death toll. But when I saw how big the number was again today, I'm like, nope, that's still the top story. Over 20,000 now. I mean, the first day it was over 3,500. That was already shocking. Second day, over 7,700. Even more shocking. Yesterday, over 12,000. It was like, okay, well, surely they found about everybody now. Nope, now today, over 20,000 individuals, and apparently they're still doing more searches. Oh, terrible tragedy over there. Terrible tragedy. The Chinese balloon, according to the Pentagon, was part of a wider Chinese snooping effort. This is not the only thing. They're doing multiple different things. And finally, Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania was hospitalized today after feeling lightheaded at a Senate Democrat retreat. He's still in the hospital being observed. You got to remember, he had a stroke about a year ago. There's a lot of questions about his mental capacity and fitness to be a senator there at the very end of the campaign. He still ended up beating Mehmet Oz and became a senator. So they're observing him to make sure his health is going to be okay. Today here, the special session in Florida, the Florida House of Representatives approved a bill that would give Governor DeSantis the power to appoint 5 members of the Disney World government's board. So it's not going to dissolve the Reedy Creek Improvement District. It's going to get a new name and a new board. So that's, I think, one of the big keys. So by getting a new board, though, it essentially takes away control from Disney in picking its own board members as well. So the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is what the government is for Disney World, that has been run basically by Disney-appointed board members. Going forward, as long as the Senate passes this bill, and then, of course, the governor will sign off on it, under this one, the governor going forward would always name the individuals to the 5-member board, but those individuals would still need Senate confirmation. So there's a little check and balance there. And then those with business ties to Disney or any other theme park in the last 3 years would be banned from serving on the board. So, and then it will be renamed. Instead of Reedy Creek Improvement District, it'll be called the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. It's a mouthful, but it does clarify a little bit better about what their purpose of this self-government system would be. So, pretty big one right there. Now, in the meantime, we mentioned yesterday that Disney announced that they're going to expand an Avatar-themed park to Disneyland. So they have one in Disney World. It's done well. And with the success of both the movie and the Avatar experience at Disney World, they're going to go ahead and add one to Disneyland. They also announced yesterday some sequels to Toy Story, to Zootopia, and to Frozen. But then today, or by last night, we got even further news. They lost a large number of Disney Plus subscribers last quarter. And so with that, Disney is going to lay off about 7,000 employees and slash an overall $5.5 billion in costs overall. He said earlier today when he was discussing the job loss, as well as some of the significant changes that will be coming to Disney Plus, he says that Disney got intoxicated by subscriber growth. Well, that's interesting. What do you mean by that? Well, he's trying to say that basically they just were all in on just, we got to get more subscribers, And instead of trying to focus on making sure they had the content there to keep those subscribers once they got them. So I thought that was kind of an interesting. Look, Bob Iger, he's the guy that kind of built it to where it is today. He stepped away for a little bit and started to suffer. And so he's stepping back in and trying to right the ship. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we'll have to see what happens with old Disney going forward. You know, we've talked about it in the past. Some of their failures with their with Disney has been the product they've been putting out. That the people who have been signing off on things have made things just a little bit too woke. Look, I think that for the most part, people are tolerant of other opinions and other viewpoints from theirs to a point. But after a certain level, a certain point, it just starts to become just too much and they back away from it. And too many of Disney's most recent films have just been that. And I did my review on Strange World when it came out and just said, you know, this was like the coup de grace. It was just the culmination of all wokeness in that film. But they've been having other problems. I think that's the reason why you've seen Disney Plus subscribers canceling. I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. Disney, and particularly like Pixar, that kind of thing, their core growth happened because of Christian families who wanted wholesome entertainment for their kids. And I think they've forgotten that that is who their core customer has been. And so when you start to do things that will directly offend many of them, even if you don't purposely mean to, and even if it's not blatantly done so, or even if they misunderstand, and you know, even if they're being offended, but they don't quite understand what, you know, they shouldn't be, because there was nothing to be offended about. But if it has an inkling of that, you're going to lose that core customer. I think that's what's been going on. I think that's why they've lost so many subscribers as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You could share your thoughts or opinions by texting as well. Oh, yeah, text her here. Just lay it down straight, Bobby. Parents do not want their children to watch cartoons that have homosexuality in it. Yeah, I mean, it's not just homosexuality, though. I mean, oh boy, the stuff with I was talking about with Strange World. It just had so much stuff in there. That was just like, it was just a lot. It was heavy. I got a 12-year-old who's about to turn 13, and she had zero interest in watching the movie. But then when I actually saw it to screen it, then I was like, yeah, I'm not letting her see this. It's just propaganda. It's not even like a good story that happens to have this little side thing over here. It's like the story itself is propaganda. It was just like, wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. We do have typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, Pine Forest, northbound in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as Sorrento. That's going to be going westbound at Bower Road and 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect slowdowns. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here. I wish that Disney would put an option on the Disney Plus to where you can delete shows or movies off your account that you do not want your children to watch. So that's the thing. They do have a parental guide now on there. When they added the stuff that used to be, that was Marvel, that used to be on Netflix, and they added, like, you know, Deadpool, you know, rated R movies and stuff. When they added those things, they went ahead and made a parental control. But all that does is keeps off mature rated content from your kids. I agree, though. I think there's some other shows you might just be like, I don't want them watching this one. I want that one. You know, I want to be able to block that. That would be the next evolution of pretty much all streaming, is whether we'd be able to block certain types of shows or certain programming or movies or something like that, instead of just based on the mature rating. Florida's homelessness. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got something to share with you real quick. There's 582,000 individuals experiencing homelessness every night in January, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. 582,000. So, but what about here in the state of Florida? So, according to the recent statistics, looking at things, 25,000 individuals were experiencing homelessness in Florida in the month of January. I'm actually kind of surprised by that, because I would have thought, you know, we got the warmer weather, even though we had a pretty cold, January, but we still have a lot warmer weather than even like Tennessee or Kentucky, you know, not even that far north, but definitely a lot much better than way further north. So I would have thought the number would have been a lot higher than that. Well, it comes in at 11th overall for the percentage of homeless in the country. We came out 11th overall, like as far as percentage of a homeless compared to the population. I guess that's the best way to put it. The worst, California. 171,000 individuals homeless in California. Mississippi came in next with only have 1,100 homeless, but percentage wise of the rest of their population, that was very high. Hawaii came in next. Oregon, Arizona rounds out the top five. The best, Vermont, Maine, New York, Wisconsin, and Delaware. Yeah, all very cold places. Not a surprise there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. Come back here with top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Leap for Change. It's Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects that is going to help provide basic needs for food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific organizations, local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the project and donate, go to newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular at the Sanger Theater this Saturday. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. The death toll from the massive magnitude 7.8 earthquake in Turkey and Syria now above 20,000 people, the majority of those in Turkey. Republican voters are picking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over former President Trump in a hypothetical matchup for the 2024 presidential nomination. That's according to a new Monmouth University poll. 53% of voters said they would pick DeSantis. Only 40% chose Trump. Southwest chief operating officer apologizing to customers but refuses to reimburse them with cash. Pressed by senators about the $300 credit the airline offered to passengers whose flights were canceled over Christmas, Andrew Watterson said that if customers decide to fly with another airline, that's their choice. And the latest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame will be announced tonight. Dwight Freeney and Darrell Revis are among those eligible to enter the hall during their first year on the ballot. Other big names that could be inducted include Devin Hester and top wide receivers Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, very interesting one right there. Yeah, going back to the Southwest Airlines, I thought about that too. Right after it even happened, I was thinking, you know, people were saying, you know, oh, well, this is going to be it for Southwest. I'm like, yeah, they're going to hurt a little bit, but they're not. You're not going to see them making a whole bunch of changes trying to like woo people back. You know why? Because they're already cheaper than everybody else.
That's true.
People who fly Southwest, fly it because it's cheap.
I'm going to tell you something. So I was looking at flights just the other day, and went to Southwest Airlines because I just knew they got that what is it called, the want to get away deals, right?
Yep, want to get away.
Remember the whole Christmas time episode. Like, didn't even enter my mind.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's. And they know that. They knew that's how it was going to be as well. And so they're like, you know, look, people are going to they're going to want the deals, the want to get aways. Also, Southwest doesn't charge for your bags, for your I think one or two check-in bags. So they know the people who are already shopping with us shopped with us because we're cheaper than everybody else. And we provide certain benefits like the check-in bag thing. They got the want to get away prices. And so, you know, those kinds of people are still going to want to keep coming to us.
So it's like the episode of The Office where, you know, they've got the obscene watermark and then, Michael Scott, invites the woman in there and offers her like a big size coupon for like free paper or something like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is what it's like. So, because when it comes down to it, you're looking at, they're a discount carrier, right? So if you're not going to fly Southwest, then are you going to fly Spirit or Frontier or Breeze or one of these other low cost carriers? But the reality is Frontier's had their problems over the past few months. Spirit's had their problems. JetBlue's had their problems. So all the low cost airlines have had problems. Southwest just had a really bad Christmas week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just had a really, really bad Christmas week. But after that Christmas week, you know, they haven't had all the consistent problems that Frontier's had, for example, even.
You're right.
So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Starting to see some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is in the eastbound direction right after the Pine Forest exit. Don't have any reports of an accident or disabled vehicle, but just keep that in mind. I-110 north and southbound lanes are checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect afternoon slowdowns on the bridge due to construction in the eastbound direction. And leaving Gulf Breeze proper, once you get into the Nature Preserve area, you're going to see some delays, and it's going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. VITA is a free program for families and individuals making $60,000 or less a year. They're going to operate from four sites throughout the tax season: Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and Goodwill over on Olive Road. Just call 211 to schedule your time today. Coming up here next, you got your daily dad joke, plus something that seems like a joke when it comes to a dating app, if you're into those things. That's coming up next.
Close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now.
I feel so close to you right now.
Right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've got an update on a dating app, a very popular dating app, some new changes that they made recently. I think it's funny, so that's why I kept it in the Daily Dad Joke segment. Speaking of which...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All righty. Your daily dad joke here is what's made of leather and sounds like a sneeze? A shoe. Okay. Here's another one, though. When I get into work, I immediately hide. Good employees are hard to find. I couldn't finish it. When I get into work, I immediately hide. Good employees are hard to find. There you go.
Hi, I'm going to hide under the table tomorrow when you come in for the show.
This is a joke. This is not legit. Speaking of what it sounds like a joke, Tinder, a very popular dating app, is announcing new privacy features. They're going to make sure they make it easier for you to block somebody who might be your boss. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So the 13th Annual Kids and Critters Parade coming up Saturday, February 11th at 2 o'clock at Casino Beach parking lot. Registration begins at 1. To participate, you must wear a costume and bring your own Mardi Gras throws. There will be prizes for the best costumed pets and the best mini floats as well. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra over at the Sanger Theater. That's going to be tomorrow as well. And let's see here. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. The death toll from the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria has topped over 20,000 individuals now. That's absolutely astounding. Hard to believe. The balloon that was part of a wider Chinese snooping effort, according to the Pentagon, that Chinese balloon that we finally shot down, they said it was part of a wider effort for them to spy on us. And Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, he was hospitalized today after feeling lightheaded at a Senate Democrat retreat. Remember, he had a stroke about a year ago. So, yeah, that's one of the things going on right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NBA is on TNT tonight at 6:30. Chicago Bulls take on the Brooklyn Nets at 9 o'clock. Milwaukee Bucks against the Lakers on TNT. NCAA men's basketball at 6 o'clock. Number one, Purdue is playing on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock against Iowa. On ESPN2, after that game at 8 o'clock, is number 16 Gonzaga playing San Francisco. At 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network is BYU against Pepperdine. At 10 o'clock on ESPN2, USC plays Oregon. Then NCAA women's basketball. Right now is halftime. Number 19 Florida State women's Seminoles are beating Miami 44-33. Number 10 Notre Dame is beating Pitt in women's basketball 31-25. And number two, Indiana is getting beat by number five, Iowa, 13-10. That game barely starting, though. Coming up later, you've got number nine, Duke playing Boston College. Number 14, North Carolina playing Syracuse. Number one, South Carolina playing Auburn on ESPN late game tonight. Number eight, Stanford is playing number 17, Arizona on ESPN. Also on ESPN before that, though, you've got hockey, NHL hockey. And it will be the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Colorado Avalanche. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Also at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus will be the Florida Panthers hosting the San Jose Sharks. Now, when it comes to sports news, LeBron James is going to sit out in the game against the Bucks tonight. He's got an ankle injury. So he went all out trying to beat the scoring record the other night. Ended up with an ankle injury, so he's going to sit out tonight, let it rest a little bit. And now we get to the trade story. So last night, the Lakers did go ahead and trade Russell Westbrook. We talked about how they it was rumored they wanted to get rid of him. Well, they made a three-team trade with the Jazz and the Timberwolves. He's going to end up with the Jazz. The Brooklyn Nets, in the meantime, you know, they got rid of Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks, and it was rumored that Kevin Durant wanted to be traded. Well, sure enough, he was traded to the Suns in a blockbuster deal. The Warriors are trading their former number two overall pick, James Wiseman, to the Pistons. And the Rockets have acquired John Wall from the Clippers in a three-team deal with the Grizzlies. So lots of trades going on here on the trade deadline for the NBA today. Of course, next weekend is the All-Star break. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction right near the Pine Forest exit. I-110 north and southbound lanes are checking in clear. Typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. That's leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge are checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there is a restriction. I don't know what we call it. Yeah, I guess it's just restriction. Of grizzly bears. So grizzly bears are on the threatened status in Montana. I didn't know this. And apparently there's a federal rule that's coming out where they're considering delisting grizzly bears from what's called the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. So it was petitioned by the governor to delist them, the governor of Montana, way back in December of 2021. And so I didn't even know like they would be, but apparently since 1975, grizzly bears were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. They were believed at the time to just be in the hundreds. Now they believe that the grizzly bears top over 1,100 in that district, which still doesn't seem like a whole lot, you know? But then again, I wouldn't want to come across a grizzly bear. that would not be like 1,100 doesn't seem like a whole lot, but even one is too much if I come across them. I saw this poll. According to a new poll, kids become more tech savvy than their parents by age 12. 12. That's right. Your 12-year-old, your 13-year-old more tech savvy than you and me. That's what it comes down to. 47% of all parents with kids under 18 said their children are better with tech than they are. But 12 is the average age when parents finally go, yeah, they know more than me now. One in seven parents said their kids have even outwitted them before and disabled things like parental controls on social media. Oh, my goodness. My kids are not more tech savvy than me. No, I usually try to stay up with the tech and try to stay up on everything like that. They're usually coming to me for any kind of tech issues or concerns or fixing things. But there's this part of this poll. Apparently, 2/3 of parents say that their kids have a word or a term that they've never heard of. Okay, yeah. The slang today is weird. I'm just going to say it is weird. I remember my parents being confused when I would say like things were bad, but bad meant good. you know, and everything growing up. But the slang, the kid, my son will say, like, he would say things like, well, that's fire. I'm like, that's fire. It's, huh? Like, it just, they say things in a weird way. Gracie, you're part of this crowd. Do you have weird sayings that your parent, that catch your parents off?
Yeah, I don't use it as much, but I have like sisters in high school. So I'm trying to think like what everyone's saying now. I guess I don't notice
there's some
it.
New thing now that like they were, I just saw it online the other day again, like somebody tweeted out or whatever. It replaced fire. Like I finally figured out fire meant awesome, meant like it's good. They were like, oh, that's fire. And they're like, okay, so that means that's good. Now something else is replacing that, and they just like, oh, that's this, and it's like it's some random like that's star, I'm like star, like what? It's just
it'll probably come to me. I notice it when then my mom will like use it, and I'm like, what did you just say? You know,
oh,
stuff like. But people will say like it's giving. I don't know if you heard that, like it's giving, and it's like you say like a vibe. I think people say that now. Like there's certain things like that that kiddos are using.
I do get lost on that. So tech-wise, my kids are not more tech-savvy than me. But slang-wise, I'm lost. I'm out there in the woods. I'm clueless. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like a pair of tickets to go check out Cirque Spectacular at the Sanger Theater presented by the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, you got Cirque Acrobats, Classical Dance, Contemporary Theater, and Troupe Vertigo. If you would like this pair of tickets, just text in the word Cirque. Oh, good luck with that one. Cirque. Like Cirque du Soleil. Just texting the word Cirque at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You don't have to spell it right or nothing. We'll know what you mean if you just text it in. So text in Cirque, and you could have a chance to win that pair of tickets. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your top stories on FoxNews.com and Bobby's brain teases. So stick around. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a man is going to prison for 3 years after being sentenced for carrying a Confederate flag during the Capitol riot. It's about half of what prosecutors wanted a judge to impose in the case of Kevin Seafried. Republican voters are picking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over former President Trump in a hypothetical matchup for the 2024 presidential nomination. That's in a new Monmouth University poll. 53% of voters said they would pick DeSantis. Only 40% chose Trump. Much of the evidence remains underwater. That according to an FBI official who gave an update about the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down last weekend. They also revealed an extremely limited amount of the balloon was brought to its evidence collection lab. And prop bets for the Super Bowl are out. They include the color of Gatorade dumped on the winning coach, whether the coin toss will be heads or tails, or who will be the game's MVP. Also, some really interesting ones that I really like. How many TikToks will Jackson Mahomes post during the Super Bowl? The over-under is 1.5. Will there be a marriage proposal at the Super Bowl? Yes is plus 600, so and no is minus 1,200. But, you know, I mean, the Super Bowl is 2 days before Valentine's Day, so it's getting later and later. So, you know, it would be timely.
Yes, it would. That would be an interesting one right there. Do you do any of these types of prop bet type things? Or you just follow them?
Oh, dead ass.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
That's from your last. Do you even know what that means? I had to look it up, but it means like seriously. Yeah, like of course.
See, he's another slanger.
That's right. As of 38 seconds ago, once I found out that it wasn't something terribly objectionable.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't do the prop bet stuff. I mentioned this before. I do like the office pool the family wager type stuff, but not not any of the kind of prop bet things. But I think it would be fun. Like, you brought up a thing the other day, and I think it would be fun, like, if you had a big crowd of people to try to do something like that. So I think it would be a neat way to kind of approach the Super Bowl with a kind of a – even doing, like, a bingo type of like, taking prop bets on cards and doing bingo like that. Like, there'd be a lot of different fun ways you could do it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right, Gracie, what did you got going on with traffic on the fives?
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 north and southbound. Lanes are checking in clear. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Highway 90, you're going to see slow-moving traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, not showing anything to slow you down. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Former cops charged in Tyree Nichols' death allegedly swarmed a black veteran and beat him just days earlier. Oh, my goodness. So it looks like five of the police officers who were involved basically had an incident before that even. That's a... you know, this is actually one of the things I was thinking about when President Biden trying to talk about police accountability in his State of the Union address. One of the things I was thinking about when he said that was, well, the thing is it's actually not the police departments or even the police officers. It's oftentimes the unions that are protecting the police officers, that are getting them their jobs back despite having been dismissed over misconduct. We've seen this happen over and over and over again, where these officers who are finally caught up in some sort of national scandal turned out to have already had problems in the past, were released, were dismissed, sometimes even dismissed from that police department, but were hired at another police department, and they were protected by the police union. And so I was like, okay, so if you want to truly call out police accountability, you need to call out union accountability. But of course, he's not going to do that. That's not that's where his donations come from. He's not going to mess with that one. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Other top stories on FoxNews.com is former Ohio State star Demetrius Stanley. He was a leading receiver for the 1996 Rose Bowl champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. He has passed away today at the age of 48. He had prostate cancer, apparently. Oh, that's a very young age to be passing away that way. And apparently there's a GoFundMe for a rancher that is being held on $1 million bond over a migrant that he shot on his own property down in Arizona. So he shot and I believe he killed this Mexican migrant. Yeah, he was. He shot and killed this Mexican migrant who was found on his property on the Arizona border. He's being held on $1 million bond. He's being charged with murder. And so there was a GoFundMe set up to help with his legal fees and help with the bond to pay the $1 million bond. He's a 73-year-old man, so he's a little bit elderly, and GoFundMe just kicked him off, just kicked the GoFundMe account off. They've got their reason saying they can't use GoFundMe for, I guess, criminal cases or something like that. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Snickers candy bars. Snickers candy bars are named after a dead horse. That's right. Franklin Mars' horse was named Snickers. He died in 1930, just before the release of the candy bar. So he named the bar Snickers in honor of his horse that just passed away. The original plan for the movie The Crow was a musical starring Michael Jackson. Definitely took a different turn. In Victorian times, treadmills were used as prison punishment to prevent idleness. Some British convicts in the 1800s were forced to trudge on treadmills for hours a day. Yep, still feels like punishment to me. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.